Welcome back to WSHIT. Okay, settle down, everybody. Oh my gosh, we're just so tickled to have in this studio tonight, John Dacre. What an evening we have planned for you. John has been gracious enough to stop by the studio and perform a couple songs for the good people of Crabapple Township. That's us, oh my gosh. He is, of course, smack dab in the middle of a 26-city tour, with his next stop being Shady Grove Retirement Farm in Topeka. He is widely regarded as the most accomplished tone-deaf singer in history, and he has over 106 Fool's Gold records to his name. So exciting. We would like to thank our sponsors tonight, Wanda Delcoy's Pet Salon and Butcher Shop, for helping bring this special evening to our station. Remember, if your pet needs a cut, bring them on up, and while you're here, buy some ground chuck. Wanda's such a wonderful place to get meat and your nails clipped if you're a dog. Okay, without further ado, John Dacre, live here, WSHIT Studios. Take it away, John.
My name is John Dacre.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. It's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling. As a bell in more. Tickety-tay, it's a more. It's a more. You shine, that's you're in love. When you know that you feel some more. Me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
That's amore indeed. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break,
I was getting ready in the bathtub, and all of a sudden, getting ready in the bathtub. I don't take a bathtub. What am I talking about? I was luxuriating in a bubble bath.
While Astrid, yeah,
that's right,
taking care of the kids.
I had some patchouli and motor oil bath bombs going on.
Patchouli and motor oil.
Listening to some old acid tests from the Grateful Dead while I was smoking ayahuasca. Wondering about the good old days. Going, ah, no, don't worry about me. Fuck the pool boy. Who cares? I turned off after 40.
She has like 4 jobs, but when she's not working, she's Facebooking her freaking face off.
So, oh my God, that laugh.
She's like pretty much the hardest worker ever. When she's not giving sensual massages, she's stripping on Instagram. Oh wait, that's your secret job. Sorry, Beth. I love you. You're on the best dressed worst list. How's the Peter Grecio coming? Is it anywhere to be found?
The next episode of the commercial break starts now.
Oh, yeah! Welcome back to the commercial break!
Are you ready to rumble?
As someone just described me, the Richard Simmons of podcasting.
Yes,
Simmons energy.
That's right, you do.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not. We'll have to figure it out. I'm Brian, this is Chrissy, and
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in TCB land. I hope you're enjoying whatever day it is and whatever time it is. Because I just don't know, because we don't know when we broadcast to you specifically.
Yeah.
So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, best to you.
Yes.
And Happy New Year. Do both of those things all together.
Yes.
I was reminiscing.
Aw.
Yeah, which is something I can still do at my young, tender age. Look at that. That is just awful. We here at the TCB studios are having major malfunctions with our video camera.
It kind of looks very psychedelic.
It does, yeah.
It's too much aspartame.
Go to aspartame. I'm eating a lot of aspartame lately, and I can't tell if it's just my eyeballs or... Let me check that out. Yeah, it's just my glasses. There they go. We have this video camera here. We've got these cameras that we have, so we can bring you the YouTube version. We're asking everybody to go to YouTube, and here they are. Can't even. It's just like flickering. It's like I don't know. It's going back and forth in slow motion. It's almost like dial up. You're going to think you're using dial up when you watch this episode. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's where you can go to watch us on YouTube or at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Either of those two places, this is awful. That's just awful. We're so bad at this. We are so bad at this. We're so bad at podcasting. It's not even funny. And yet you still listen to us.
Thank you.
You come in droves to listen to us. Probably just to make fun of us.
Probably.
Did you catch that episode of CCB? I did. It was worse than the last one. It's amazing how they can actually top themselves by being worse than the day before. People are like, how are they going to lower themselves this time? Some people go, oh man, they can't. You know,
we'll show you.
Yeah, they watch an episode of Game of Thrones or something. They're like, how do they top that? And when they go to TCB TV Minus, they're like, how do they lower that? How do they get lower than
they
that?
Can.
Yeah, they can.
Yes, they can.
Oh, Brian's going to talk about a scrundle bundle again. Here we go. Maybe there'll be the vacuum in this noise the entire time. Or just come to YouTube.com and watch the flickering camera all afternoon. That is horrible. I don't even know if we'll be able to run that video. But whatever, we'll keep rolling with it.
Yes, yes.
Hey, as they say, the show must go on.
That's right, Brian.
So, TCBpodcast.com, where you go to find all the show notes, read more about Chrissy and I, and watch all of our audio and video in one place. You can do it all at thecommercialbreak.com. You can also drop us a line there, info@tcb.com. Or, if you'd like to, 470-584-8449 is where you can leave us a voicemail or leave us a text message.
Somebody just test it out.
Just test it out. Just see if it works. Are we still here? Hello? Hello? We get messages.
We do?
Yeah, we do. We get messages.
Can't read them.
Well, I mean, listen, some of them are just... They're too friendly and they're not funny. And it's like, you know, so we want you to have a jovial back and forth with us is what we're really looking for. And that's why we're giving away $500 in the month of July for the best comment in the month of June. That's 2021, in case you're listening to this in some far off distant future. So if you'd like your chance to win $500, do us a favor. Become a subscriber of The Commercial Break on YouTube or a follower at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Leave us a comment in the month of June. We will reply. When we reply, that means you are instantaneously entered into your chance to win $500 cold hard cash and American Express Green Dot gift card. Green Dart gift card.
Whatever gift card you want.
We'll scrundle slap you right
all over.
Applebee's.
Sephora.
Bed
Green
Bath
Dots.
And Beyond.
Yeah.
Bass Pro Shop. Whatever you need. Domino's. I see the Domino's.
Domino's.
Who gives a Domino's gift card? What is that for? Yeah,
I'd
be pissed too. Well, I mean, like if you were, I don't know, let's say that you were a soccer mom or something like that, and it was the end of the year soccer party.
That's true.
You give everybody like a $20 gift card to Domino's, you know, hey, you know, order.
Go have your own party.
Order some gut busting. Yeah, go have your own party. Clean your own toilet, sir. Have diarrhea in your own house, sir. Yes, today. Take your run somewhere else, my friend.
We're going to have a big pizza party.
Yeah, we're going to have a big pizza party. We're out of toilet paper.
Hold on. Here's just a gift card of Domino's for everybody.
Yeah, no one cares.
Get your own pizza.
I was in the shower today. I was getting ready in the bathtub, and all of a sudden, getting ready in the bathtub. I don't take a bathtub. What am I talking about? I was luxuriating in a bubble bath.
While Astrid's taking care of the kids.
I had some patchouli and motor oil bath bombs going on. Listening to some old acid tests from the Grateful Dead while I was smoking ayahuasca. Wondering about the good old days. Going, don't worry about me. Fuck the pool boy. Who cares? I turned off after 40. And Astrid comes running in the bathroom with my son. who's got shit just rolling down the back of his legs. Yeah. He's wearing shorts. He's got a white shirt. That white shirt is like, he's got it tucked into the back of his ass.
Yeah.
So it's just like, now it's just a piece of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And there's just shit rolling down his legs. Oh. I'm talking about a little bit of shit. I'm talking about both legs, just shit. And they're just dropping shit as they run across the house. And so she
it's permissible to let that happen up until a certain age.
Yeah, yeah. What is that, 45?
No.
So she dropped his pants in the shower. She turns on the shower, and I'm telling you, it was a fucking
mess. Just have to go straight to the shower.
Yeah, straight to the shower.
Just hose
and then she's
off.
Trying to like stuff the, you know, extra shit down the drain, and I'm like, oh, God, I put my feet on that.
I was getting ready in there.
I know. I was just 2 seconds ago, I was just thinking about how wonderful it is. Living the 21st century with a hot shower and, you know,
bubble baths.
Be luxuriating in bubble baths.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Astrid and I celebrated our 5th year anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
Recently.
What?
Yeah.
Well, happy anniversary.
Well,
to
thank you,
too.
To our legal marriage, not our actual wedding because we had a, you know, it's a traditional in her culture that you do a legal ceremony and then you have the big party. So we kind of followed up on that tradition along with
Jeff
some others.
Jeff and I did that.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys, that's right. You did. But yeah, you did yours in Italy. We did ours on, you know, Rockdale Road or whatever.
Yours was a beautiful wedding.
It
party.
Was. No, the wedding was beautiful.
Yeah.
The ceremony, we literally went to a judge's office where she gave us a few points of, you know, a few points of advice. She like came out in her robe. We were in the lobby of her office. It was Friday afternoon at 6:30. Everything was closed. No one was there. She had like a little helper with us. Uh-huh. And she was like, okay, you know, I see that you two can you love each other. And I just want to give you a piece of advice. I've been married for 57, how many hundred years, whatever. Many times you're going to want to get divorced. Don't do it. And I was like, oh, wise advice.
What a.
Thanks, Judge. And then she's like, you ready? Do you have your check? Do you have your check for $480? Okay, let's do it. I charge more to
so
do it
romantic.
Here at my place. That's so romantic.
It
was fun. We had a great time. We went out to dinner with a bunch of friends and family. So anyway, the point is it got me thinking about the actual wedding, like the wedding that we had and how beautiful
so much
it was.
Fun. So beautiful.
And how, you know, everyone got up and gave a toast and, you know, Astrid's dad gave a toast and, you know, my dad gave a toast and my twin brother gave a toast and Raphael gave a toast. A lot of toasts that went on at that wedding. And I really thought that Astrid's dad and my dad did a great job, too. But I really thought that Astrid's dad just kind of knocked it out of the park. He had a beautiful
he's good
thing.
At that
and
kind
Kevin
of thing.
And Raphael, he also gave a beautiful, you know, our families are now joined. I think Kevin said a few things about a few things. You know, listen, everyone was having fun. We're all good.
Yeah.
Everyone is. You know, loosening up and, you know, greasing the wheels and getting drunk is basically how it all went down.
I had taken off my Spanx.
You had taken, Hody was Spanxless.
Woo!
Yes, I had my scrundle bundle all hanging out. But we had a great time.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. But my first wedding, you know, not as many people gave toasts because we actually didn't want people to give toasts because we don't think we trusted a lot of the people that we were around to give us a toast. And I'm not sure everybody in her family liked me. So I was thankful that we got rid of the toast part because I was like, if her family starts giving toasts, I'm toast.
It's going to be some like, backhanded compliments. Yeah.
It got me thinking, are there people out there that really have like embarrassing toasts?
Gotta
like,
be.
There's gotta be, right? Yeah. And so I went on the great internet hunt. Internet sleuth that I am.
You are. You're getting so good at this.
I'm really good at this.
You're like a gumshoe.
I know. And a gumshoe. I'm like a gun show. I'm like a shit show running down my hallway with his pants hanging down his ankles. Daddy. The funny thing is that he calls mommy in. He goes like this. Mommy, uh-oh, poo-poo. You know, usually that means like, I got to go to the bathroom. But at this point, this didn't mean, I had to go to the bathroom. This meant I just shit on your rug.
Yeah.
I just shit on your dining room floor. Take that, old man. I'll show you. We have this WhatsApp group going on. And just a side note. We have this WhatsApp group going on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's full of, you know, people that want to be funny.
Yes.
And so Chrissy and I were talking about how some guy, he made comment. About another guy, you know, he made fun of him essentially right to his face in this other social media platform. But the guy never said anything back. Like he said, you know, you're an asshole, basically, you know, and then he sent a picture of it to our WhatsApp group, believing that everyone was going to think that it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Right. What a tough guy he was.
Yeah.
And then we look at it and we're like, well, what? I mean, did the guy respond? No. Oh, you showed him. I mean, are you? What is that? Funny?
Yeah.
People
if you try
funny.
And get somebody and then they just ignore you, then you didn't get them.
If you go to their social media and call them an asshole and then they don't respond and there's no reaction,
you didn't get them.
You didn't get them. There's nothing. There's no got there. Everyone's trying to be funny. Everyone's a funny guy. Leave the funny to us.
Here at TCB TV.
TCB TV minus. All your favorite comedies minus the last. So I thought that I would get a few of these.
Oh, good. The wedding.
Speeches that kind of went sideways, and I'd put them together.
I like it.
You want to hear a few?
There's got to be some good ones.
And there's a great one.
I mean, there's a whole movie
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The Wedding Singer, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well.
That kind of showed some bad speeches.
Yeah, there's also something called The Maid of Dishonor, which is a good one, too. And they have a couple
wedding
of bad
speeches.
Wedding
movies are funny.
I agree. There's a lot of funny shit that happens at weddings.
Yeah.
It can be a great time for some people. It's a miserable time for others. Depends on how you're looking at it, right? Yeah. It's usually the bride and the groom who are most excited but most stressed out.
Yes.
There's a couple people in the audience who are just looking to get free booze, and that's fun. But then a wedding oftentimes changes people's lives in ways that you cannot yet comprehend. Like if you have a brother who gets married, well, then things are changing for that brother, not just the person getting married, but for the brother.
Exactly.
And so sometimes that
not your running buddy anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Running buddy. The only thing my family's running is moonshine.
That's right. Well, he's not your partner.
Yeah, said everyone in North Carolina. North Carolina. Think about that one. So I thought I would find a few people that maybe weren't so happy that their friends were getting married and decided to take it out on them during the speech.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
We'll start off with a strong one, I want you to know.
Okay.
This guy is giving, they're at a wedding, let me just get right into it. Okay. I think it's self-explanatory.
Okay.
He's the best man getting up to give the best man speech.
Okay. When Dan asked me to make the speech, I was a bit nervous because I was kind of low on inspiration. So I don't know why you're laughing. Pretty serious.
This guy, by the way, he's a little slow. He drags on for a minute. So I've got it on pause so we can talk. We can all talk about it. But it's about 5 minutes long. He works it up. Give him a chance.
Okay.
So I asked a few of my already married friends, you know, what's it like to be married? You know, hopefully that love will come through and they'll tell me about it and I'll be able to, you know, get some inspiration. I'm a man of few words, so I'll try to keep this as brief as possible. Oh, I will project as best I can, believe me. So when I talked to my married friends about marriage, they really threw me some tidbits, some, you know, nuggets of wisdom, and I took that in. I internalized it. And then I wrote it down in the format of a testimonial for an infomercial.
Oh, creative guy.
What's that?
Creative guy.
Creative guy. I feel like this is starting off real strong. I'm like, wow, okay. You know, he's talking a little slow. And, you know, I feel like he's trying to get warmed up. Maybe he's trying to testing the crowd, seeing where they're at, you know, and seeing if they're going to laugh at a couple of these softball jokes. You know, okay, I like it. You're getting creative. You found some advice from other married couples. You put it together, and now you're going to do a little infomercial. I actually wish he would have gone into it. Like, you two get married. $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. Yes. But he doesn't go there. He just kind of stays slow, steady pace.
An infomercial on marriage. I'd like to share that with you now. Kevin from Pennsylvania writes.
Funny, right? Kevin from Pennsylvania writes. I like it. Okay, good. Good for you. Whatever your name is, John. Good John. Good job. Yeah, the crowd is with you. Everybody's laughing. I like it. Yeah, if I'm him, I'm like, this is, we're going.
Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever I got next. This is the punchline. Here it comes.
Guys, be serious. I used to cry when I masturbate.
Oh.
Guys.
Okay, all right. Like, I see.
It's getting into dicey territory there.
Get a little edgy.
You're in front of parents.
Yeah, you're in front of parents.
Grandparents.
Grandparents, kids.
Could be
probably.
Great kids, great
children.
Grandparents.
I mean, we had a, you know, some people have a no children policy at their weddings. You know, a lot of people don't. So,
yeah.
But, you know, okay, so the kids don't know what masturbation is. So they're just probably thinking, you know, Uncle Bob's drunk again, right? Uncle John's, grabbing another microphone, right? But okay, you went all in. You went scrundle sack first, and you decided you're just going to ignore the rules of decorum at most weddings.
Right.
This would be the one, if I were him, this would be the one joke where I went edgy and then I would just, you know, bring it back.
Yeah.
Right?
What did he say about masturbation?
He said, John from Pennsylvania says, that he's talking it in the third person.
Okay.
As if someone's writing a review, you know, he said infomercial, but it's not really infomercial. No. It's almost like review.
Yeah.
Right. John from Pennsylvania.
It's like a letter to the editor.
That's correct. Writes, you know, I used to cry when I masturbated.
I used to cry. Okay.
Okay. All right. Now he gets a few laughs out of it. Right. If I were him, I'd read the room one more time. There was a lot more laughs when I said John from Pennsylvania writes, right, than when I said John from Pennsylvania cries when he masturbates. Yeah. But Bob proceeds.
Focus. But now I have sex with my wife. Thanks, marriage.
Oh.
Okay. He got a few laughs. He got like a quarter of the crowd.
Because they were like, oh my God, I can't believe he's saying that.
I can't believe he's saying that. But okay, you would get away with one racy joke. If you're known as being that guy.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you go into like a good.
And then you go into like a good,
just
solid
kidding.
Yeah, toast.
Marriage
right?
is amazing. Yeah.
And by the way, you two are, you know, look, your
be.
Penis and vagina are meant to be
exactly.
together. I'm sure they
fit perfectly
together. Yes. I've seen your wife naked, man. She's a hot piece of ass. Something like that. Like, you go in a different direction now, right? Let's not go anymore. But no, Bob decides, I'm already scrundle sack first. I'm going to go balls deep.
Oh.
It goes on. Julie from New Jersey writes, now that we're married, I don't have to swallow anymore.
Oh.
Thanks, marriage.
Bob went there.
Oh no!
The masturbation joke was it could have been funny if the timing was right. It could have been really funny, but that's as far as I would have gone.
Yeah,
I would have then immediately reeled it back into something sweet and sentimental.
Yeah, you
but then you
in.
Went to the cum swallowing joke in a room full of people that you probably don't know. Who gave you? You know, when you're a best man, you should run your toasts by somebody else.
Yeah.
But Bob doesn't stop there.
Mike from New Jersey writes, no, she certainly doesn't swallow anymore. But once a month, she lets me put it in her pooper.
No.
Oh.
No.
First of all, that's not true. You never marry the up-the-butt girl. Second of all, you never marry the up-the-butt girl. You just don't do that. That's not how it works, right?
Yeah.
Second of all, no girl, no wife is letting you put it up her ass once a month. That's just untrue about marriage. I mean, once a year, possibly, if you can get her, you know, if you have a big talk about it and then you have 5 days of enemas and, you know, you both get drunk enough. Anal sex is not all it's cracked up to be. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I'll share that story with you another time. This is a story about love and weddings.
Yeah.
This guy is a total douche now. No. He has gone way too far.
Yeah.
Now he's talking about anal sex.
I know. All I want to do is have like that cane with the end and you pull him back.
Yeah. What you can't see here is mom is lurking in the corner. Ooh. I think maybe the bride's mom, but maybe his mom is lurking in the corner. And now she's like slowly working her way up toward him. Yeah. Yeah. And he's a little too drunk, but he says,
stay in the course.
Stay the course. I'm here now. I'm on the deep end. I might as well tread water.
It's on my index card.
I was gonna do something sweet and sentimental. I went this direction. I forgot what I was gonna say in the other case.
And thanks, marriage. And so I think what we can, Robin, focus. I'm right here.
Robin is the bride, by the way, and he's saying, "Robin, focus. I'm right here."
Yeah, she's
because
like,
she is like pissed, and she's like looking away at other people. She's like, "Is he really saying this?"
Right.
She's probably looking at her husband, her just husband, like, "Your fucking jackass friend is never invited to another party."
Yeah,
I'm right here. Focus, guys. And so I think what we can learn from this, guys. I'm giving a speech here. Keep your composure.
You keep your composure.
Jeez.
What the fuck, dude?
And so I think what we can learn from
this is Bob shouldn't be giving any speeches anymore.
He's out.
Yeah.
He's out.
Not to mention this has 6.5 million views on YouTube, so now he probably doesn't get a job anywhere either.
Exactly.
Is that sometimes, marriage is about compromise. No, seriously. Marriage is about compromise. Just like any relationship, friendship, or whatever. But in marriage, when you compromise, you have to know when to spread your butt cheeks. You just have to know, like, well, you know what? I didn't let him do this, but I'll bend over and take it in the kisser. And that's
he's completely lost the crowd now.
He's off the rails.
You know, there's one thing that I'm really good
at.
He's jumped the shark. There's one thing I'm really good at, and it's the reason why I like having you in the room. It's because I feel like I can read a room, right?
Yes.
And sometimes I take it a little too far, but I feel like I can read a room.
Yeah.
If I understand things are not going well, I can get in a different direction pretty quickly. This guy lost the crowd, like, joke number one. He should have just been, he probably should have just said, congratulations on your wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about my shitty joke. I'll talk to you guys later.
Right, I love you guys so much.
Important. That's important. But also, I think what we can all learn from this is that two people come together, they find each other. And in this mixed up, crazy, cynical world that we live in.
Is he like quoting a movie at this point?
I don't
point?
Know. I don't
this
know. He's
mixed up, crazy, cynical world.
I think this is a.
That his, I'm contributing to because of my jokes.
I think this is his, like, attempt at reeling it back, right? But it's
good. Even that is not good.
We're so truly blessed to have found each other. Like, really. Because there are some people who will never, ever find what you have. And those people will be doomed to forever cry while masturbating.
That's called a callback in stand-up comedy, by the way. You mentioned your first joke. Yeah, at the last joke. And clearly nothing's funny about any of this.
No.
Like I did this morning.
Like I did this morning.
Right, now everybody's
breath.
Picturing him.
I can just see this guy in front of the mirror like,
it
this
seems like
is
he might
gonna
be,
kill!
Like, it seems like he might be sweaty and kind of like...
He actually, at one point, he has to go over and pick up the bride's water and drink it because he can tell this is not going well.
Yeah.
But again, he's in the deep end. He's got to tread water now. What do? You just might as well finish it through. You got a few laughs on the first joke. Let's hope we can get some on the last. Let me say under my breath like I did this morning. I mean, come on, man. It's bad. So,
and now I'd like to share with you a poem.
No.
This
no
is when
poem.
Mom
and,
comes.
Mom is like, hell no. Hell no.
It was actually performed by Neil Patrick Harris. And when I first, hey, how are you?
She's like, he's like, hey, how are you? That's his mom.
Yeah.
He's like, no, wait, mom.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty good.
No.
I guess
some people are
what
like,
I'm trying to say is,
yeah, they're like, yeah,
get him off the stage.
We never liked the bride and groom anyway.
Congratulations. Cheers.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. What you can't see here is that then he walks over to the bride and groom to say some stuff that obviously you can't hear.
Yeah.
But they are not having it. They don't even look him in the face. He's like saying some stuff and he's going like this, you know, and the bride is like this. Totally, completely.
I would be so pissed.
Of course you would.
That's why we didn't invite anybody to our wedding.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. So obviously this guy, he's in way over his head.
Yeah.
There's nothing he's going to fix him. That guy was a real douchebag.
He really was.
But then there's the opposite side. There's the guy who goes total douchebag and absolutely, you know, obnoxiously obnoxious. But then there's also maids of dishonor.
Yeah.
There are the best men who give the douchebag speeches, but then there are maids of dishonor who are also just as inebriated with not a lot to say.
Well, and if there's been a bridezilla involved.
I think the bridezilla here is possibly the woman giving the speech. Okay. Are you ready? You want to hear this? Okay, here we go.
Can somebody please get me a glass of wine?
Uh-oh.
Pinot Grigio.
Thanks, Karen.
With like two ice cubes. Thank you. And then I'll be totally good to go. Okay, so Beth and I have actually only known each other for, like, 5 years. Like, who has a best friend for, like, 5 years? Me and Beth do.
I feel like this is starting off pretty rough.
Yeah, I don't really know her.
Who has a best friend for only 5 years? I do. Yeah. Which means I hate Beth.
Ever since I met her, I knew, like, something special.
Uh-oh. She sounds... This is like the typical white girl.
Yeah.
Ever since I met her, I knew, like, we're so special. Like, the first night we met, we were both on our periods. Yeah. It was like God made us together at the same time. The same menstrual cycle. Oh, God, did that Pinot Grigio? How's it coming?
It was with Beth.
How's that Pinot Grigio? Come just give me the bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
Now the bottle! Send the bottle. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Can I have some tissues? Oh, where's Beth? Beth, come here. Beth, sit next to me.
Porch parties. Runaway cats. Like, the pretty much, like, hilarious moving experience ever. And...
When people start talking about, obviously in her mind, this is all together. Like she's got it all straightened out, right? And everybody
parties,
knows about the porch
cats.
Parties, runaway cats, and the mustest heavens, just moving experiences ever. I mean, she might as well said, wet farts, Cheerios, and Goldilocks.
Right.
And the stone. Goldilocks and the stone. Remember that movie?
Yeah, she's tanking a lot worse than the other guy was.
How's that Pinot Grigio coming? Pinot Grigio!
Taking pictures.
Penis Grigio!
And Mike Abernethy. He's probably here somewhere.
Mike! Mike
Abernethy.
Mike, do you remember the picture? Come here.
Remember when we both had sex with you?
Remember when we were giving you... Remember when you had the two-sided dildo and you were going like this back and forth?
Mike, where are you?
Yeah. Remember when I swallowed your jizz and then I spit it into Beth's mouth? It was last Tuesday. Remember that? Remember that time Beth told us both that she wanted to marry you instead of Bob? Because Bob has a small dick and can't find a real job. How's that Pinot Grigio coming?
I'm picturing hiccups.
I'm picturing throwing up.
Yeah.
The masks? We did that. It's so embarrassing, but we had the most fun times ever.
Ever. Oh my God, this is the whitest woman I've ever met.
And during these entire times, I figured out that she was pretty much the funniest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Oh.
And also...
We should have her on the commercial break.
I know. Where is she? Where's Beth?
Beth.
She's pretty much the funniest girl I've ever met in the entire room of my life.
That's what she said. She's pretty much the funniest girl in the entire life of my room.
The most beautiful person inside.
I love the crickets in the background. When no one's laughing or
clapping.
That's
what I was saying. Yeah. She's tanking a lot more than the other dude.
Way more. At least the other dude had something to say.
Okay, so Beth. Are you ready for this?
Yes, we're off stage.
Somebody's like, this is bad.
That was one of the waiters. Yeah. One of the waiters was like, never seen anything like this before.
I've done a lot of weddings.
I can't even whistle.
She's pretty much smarter than like 75% of people in here.
Wow.
I mean, if you're going to lie, at least go 99%. Why go 70? She's pretty much why smarter than 36% of people in here.
Why are you even talking?
Why even go? If you're going to go 75, just go 100%.
Yeah. She's the smartest person I know.
Like, she really is. And if she's not smarter than you, she's a bigger smartass.
I made a funny. I just pooped myself a little. Where's that peanut grease?
She's the most caring.
Don't clap for this lady. She's just going to keep on going on forever.
And loving person I've ever met in my entire life. But she would judge you if you were on like the worst dress, best list ever.
The what? Of the worst dressed best list, I think is what she said.
Well, honey, this is our daughter. No wonder she has never... Enjoy this, darling, because our daughter is never going to get married. She can't even...
Worst dressed best up list.
The worst best dressed list. She's like pretty much the caringest person ever into your face. But then behind your back, she talks shit about
judging.
All of you. Including Mike Armstrong.
And his, Mark Armstrong.
And his huge cock.
She's also a really hard worker. She works her flipping ass off. She has like four jobs, but when she's not working, she's Facebooking her freaking face off.
Oh my God, that laugh. She's like pretty much the hardest worker ever when she's not giving sensual massages. She's stripping on Instagram. Oh wait, that's your secret job. Sorry, Beth. I love you. You're on the best dressed worst list. How's the Peter Grecio coming? Is anywhere to be found?
That's awesome. All right, so I stole a quote. Are you ready for this? A true friend never gets in your way unless you happen to be going down.
A true friend never gets in your way unless you're passing out.
You're dead weight.
In the middle of a fraternity party. Uh-oh.
Somebody in the audience was kind of like,
oh. Oh, yeah, they were like, oh.
They're trying to go with it. They're trying to give her a little
either that
support.
Or they have no comprehension. Or they just walked in the room. Like, oh, that's a sweet speech. Sorry, I missed it.
They just walked in the room.
What'd I miss, John? Well, you missed Cindy giving a big hot wet shit up there on the microphone. You missed Cindy giving her best version of an AA meeting.
I've been going down a lot when I wear too high of heels outside of Show Tune Tuesdays. And you've helped me a lot. And you've also helped me a lot.
I thought that was going to go somewhere else. I've been going down. I did too. Especially since I lost my job at Houlihan's Bar and Grill. Fuck that manager. He knows he was in the wrong. It was his kid. It's his child.
Yeah. But it was also because of the too high of heels.
That's too high of heels and too high of heels and too low of pants. Trousers. Yes. Drop them. Drop them, mister. Where's Mike Armstrong?
Get me Mike Armstrong. Mikey.
Mila.
I know you told me not to tell anybody, but I know you really want me. I know you said you'd never be caught dead in a photo with me. But we have to take pictures later.
But to bring myself up, so I thank you for that. I don't know if any of you guys know how Benabeth Med, super cute.
A Benefith? A Benefith? Oh, maybe they have a cute name for each other, like Benefith. Benefith?
Benefith Met.
I don't know, I don't Benefith Met. I'm just gonna, is this thing on? Did you get my Peter Grigio? Does it come in a box? Because that's the kind I like.
Yeah. Cute, by the way. We had very low expectations for that night.
I bet you did. It sounds like that's a reoccurring theme in your life.
Yeah.
Very, very low.
That's
and
what
I
we
blame
met, Mike.
It all on table 20. Bernie Lee. I don't know where he is, but he has a very, very
large cock. What is he saying? What just happened there?
She's like, we had very low expectations, and then...
Bernie Lee,
table 20. I don't know where he is. Where is he? Bernie has gone underneath the table.
Bernie just left out the fire
Bernie's
exit.
Bernie's like, shit, they called out Mike. That's right. I gotta get down.
Bernie just jumped out the fire window, which is on the fifth story, by the way. It's on the fifth floor. I won't be caught dead with her. Don't look at my body.
Very fancy bow tie on. I want him to stand up. Bernie Lee, stand up. Stand up right now. Look at how fabulous he looks. Yes. It's all his fault. We never, ever wanted to go. We never wanted to go to this stupid, stupid major brands tasting for Nouveau.
A major brands tasting?
A major brands
for
tasting
Nouveau.
For Nouveau. From Provocateur 3000, it's the Nouveau Ring 300.
What the hell is a major brand
now
testing,
you
and what is the brand Nouveau?
Now you and your best friend can enjoy double extenders. Yeah. At the same time with Mike Armstrong from table number 20.
And Bernie.
And Bernie Lee. We never wanted to go to that stupid party, but we got double dogged. The extender lets you walk into the next room. Don't worry about it. Gotta go to the bathroom. No problem. Double extender. Giving a speech at your best friend's wedding. Don't worry about it. The double extender lets you get 7 miles away from Nouveau and Provocateur. Tastes like cereal.
Which sucks anyway. But we went anyway.
I know the breathing. Yeah, I heard the breathing.
And they met. And it was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Because I knew as soon as they looked at each other, something happened. And I knew that my best friend in the entire world would never be the same.
Something happened. Mike called the police on me, and they spent the rest of the night together.
Hey, what is she saying?
And
I'm trying to follow the story, but it's hard.
No, it's hard. Why? Because I keep interrupting.
No, I mean, I'm able to pick back up, but it's hard to follow.
You understand this. There's like a girl talk going on, girl talk going on here that you can understand that I have no clue. She lost me at Ask for the Pina Grigio.
You gotta
piece it all together.
Between the lines here, there's a guy named Bernie. Yeah,
Bernie there's Lee, a, there's Max, there's Bob.
They
Tom.
Met. Yeah. Something.
Something at the Nouveau Ring.
Grew to know Ben.
It was a Nouveau tasting. I feel like they're
we
talking about the Nouveau
to know
Ring,
Ben.
But yeah, we grew to know Ben, did we?
I actually fell in love with him as much as Ben did also.
Wait, are we not talking about
Wait,
Ben?
She said, I fell in love with Ben as much as Ben did. I think she meant as much as Beth did. But whoa, now it's getting scandalous.
I fell in love first and I told that whore to leave him alone. But then he got the restraining order, and I missed out on 2 months. And she pulled ahead a little bit, I gotta admit. But now I'm just I'm thinking Ben and I have a chance.
Yeah.
If he finds out about Beth's affairs, all of them.
And as soon as I met his family and I met his best friends, like Maddie G and everyone, it was...
You're doing such a good job. Should we give him a toast?
They called in reinforcements.
They did, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, this is not part of, this is the wedding coordinator. I know this because I know the video. I've watched it. And it's much longer than what I'm putting here. I cut a lot of it out. But what happens is the wedding coordinator comes up with the Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
And Beth, this girl goes to reach for it and she pulls it away from her hand. And she's
come
just
over
like,
here.
Yeah.
Come,
she's like, you're doing a great job. Follow
me.
The,
follow the Pinot
Give me the
Grigio.
Microphone. Follow the Pinot Grigio right out the door to the Uber. We're going to have the Pinot Grigio in the Uber now, back on your way to the hotel room, where they're asking you to sleep in the Bloom closet.
Oh. You ready? Stand up, give a toast.
Yeah, so she's now saying, get up, stand up, take a toast, stop
she
all this shit.
She was sitting down?
Yeah. She was sitting down the entire time on the stage. She's just like swaying back and forth. She's putting like she's got her leg up. Her skirt is all. I mean, listen. And then her at some point also, but right before this, it looks like a friend, another bridesmaid, sits down next to her and is like patting her on the back and keeps on going. You know, go on. Yeah. Trying to speed her up.
Here, go ahead. I got this for you. Oh, thanks.
Yay. Give her more booze. That's what she needs. That'll shorten this up. Nothing shortens a drunk person up like giving him more booze.
That's right.
Nothing makes a drunk person get to the point more than booze. More booze. Whenever I'm on a long soliloquy, you know what gets me going?
Another glass of Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio.
You're doing a good job.
That was so fucking awkward.
You think?
Ben, as soon as I met you, I had a crush on you also because I knew my best friend in the entire world.
No, but it sounds like she's like making this all about her, right? It sounds like maybe she's the one who's in love with Ben and she's getting drunk to carry a rose because she keeps on talking about Ben in a way that only the bride should. Like, I fell in love with you and then as soon as I met your family, and I told them I really loved you more than Beth did. Beth's a slut and always has been.
I had a crush on you.
And I'm so happy that you,
Is it another friend coming in? Yeah. Now she's got all the friends are sitting next to her. Yeah. They're all trying to give her the signal like, you're really making an ass of yourself. And there's a video camera right in front of you.
What am I doing? Nothing, you're doing awesome. Keep going.
Nothing, you're doing awesome. We'll talk about it tomorrow in the morning.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Just wrap it up. Yeah. Just wrap it up.
You're doing great. You'll find out all about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
When you're not invited to brunch. When people keep asking you if you're okay, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I love you both.
Yay. Yeah. Even though we good barely job. Know each other.
Yeah. Now everybody thinks it's over and they're all like, good job, hon. Good job, hon. And she's like, wait, I'm not done. I haven't said everything I want to say.
Keep going, babe.
This is so awkward. No, I don't.
Okay.
Uh-oh. No, I don't.
But Ben, I just want to tell you that we've had our ups and downs, and I had a crush on you ever since like we met. I knew you would be the
there
most
was the hiccup.
Perfect.
There's the hiccup.
Yeah. Ben, I love you. It sounds like the Joker.
I detected a hiccup.
I detected multiple personalities. No, I don't want to give a toast. Ben, we've had our ups and downs, but I love you. I've got my wall with you on it.
Person for Beth. Honestly. Honestly, I really did. And like, Beth has become the woman she's always wanted to be with you.
Beth has become the woman she's always wanted to be? How would you know that?
So I'm very, very happy about that. my God, crying mass, and I'm done.
And I'm done. Yeah.
When you get applause when you finish, it's probably...
Yeah, everybody's like, woo! Yeah.
When you there's say, some I'm people done, actually... and they're all like, woo! Get her home! Yeah. Never again! She was going to be a bridesmaid, my wife, and no more! My wife said, fuck that, she's in love with all the men. Eddie and Billy and Beth's wife and husband, yeah. Oh my God. To be a fly on that wedding wall. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
We didn't even scratch the surface. We got to do this again. We have to do this again.
We have to.
I know.
Yeah.
We got through the two.
And because everybody can relate as well.
Everyone can relate to that.
Everybody's been to a wedding where you're kind of like, eh.
Everyone's been to a wedding where
that person's drunk. This person's not giving the best speech. Whatever. Right. Everybody can relate.
I love it. I love it. Tell us about your favorite wedding story. Go to at the commercial break on Instagram or go to tcbpodcast.com where you can leave us a message from the contact us page or info at tcbpodcast is the direct email address. Tell us about your worst wedding story. We want to hear about it. We want you to interact, and that's why we're giving you five.
Send me some Pinot Grigio.
I think she's still waiting for her Pinot Grigio. She's probably somewhere in Michigan. I imagine Michigan right now, like in a hotel room somewhere.
Yeah.
I never got that glass of Pinot Grigio.
Ben.
Aww. Oh, Ben.
Maybe that's why the woman
Beth
said
Ben.
Aw. In the
yeah, maybe she was like,
I think she's like, oh, look
never
at her.
She got her Pinot Grigio.
And also, oh, look at her.
Yeah, she's kind of sad.
Yeah,
she's a little sad.
Aww.
Never give the girl with the lowest self-esteem, never give the person with the lowest self-esteem the microphone when they're drunk. Just don't do it.
No.
It's a bad recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
We've got lots more examples of guys and girls that do this, by the way. The girls aren't the only one who gets on the microphone and cries and makes a fool of himself. I've got one where a brother of the groom calls him a douchebag and an asshole, and he never...
That's part two. We're doing part two.
We're doing part two. Dose. We'll get to it soon. So tcbpodcast.com is where you go. Find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. Our entire library is there, audio and video, 470-584-8449. It's where you can leave a message or text us. Standard text messaging rates do apply for your chance to win $500. Make a comment. Make it good. Make it funny. Make it hateful. We don't care. Just don't make it dangerous. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we ask. Don't get into, like, you know, racist bullshit. We don't suffer that very easily.
Yeah.
We'll block you. You will be out of the contest if you do that. Okay? So, okay. Leave a comment on our Insta at the commercial break. Leave a comment on one of our YouTube videos. You must be a subscriber. /thecommercialbreak, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe, leave a comment on one of our videos or comment on one of our Instagram posts. $500 given away the first week in July. And you could come on the commercial break to receive your winnings.
That will be a happy new year.
That will be a happy new year to somebody. Yeah. I'm so excited about this.
Me too. We already
have a couple comments. And so I'm, you know, I'm thinking. I'm already thinking. Get in early because I might pick early. You never know. You want to get in early. Get
Am
in
I going to be the tiebreaker on what you're thinking of?
Yeah, of course you're going to have input. Yeah. I'm going to boil it down to like five for you.
And then let me choose.
And then I'll let you choose.
Yes, right? Perfect.
And you can choose. You can choose the winner. I'll let you do it. Okay. So, from my scrundle bundle to your patchouli package. Looking for your dingus, but you found your dingus.
Yes.
I've got to say the following. I love you.
I love you too, Brian.
Best to you, Hoadley.
And
until next time.
Bye.